Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin the category, Will.
I mean, I'm spinning it.
I know, you are spinning it, and that is what I said. I guess I can't take anything back from you.
Good.
But then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy is a two-way tie between the lovely and talented Danny and the equally lovely and talented Melody, both of whom thought that airborne meant to give birth while skydiving and found a way to answer 11 questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant, play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW.
Paul Michelle is away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,415. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. The head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The last time we talked, Ted, we talked about McDonald's hamburgers.
Yep.
But now we're going for the real deal.
Yes, sir.
The best burgers in the city of Seattle and the surrounding area.
Correct. Obviously, people have some opinions, and depends on what kind of burger you like. But it's a pretty good list.
I'll tell you this. I think as far as the places I've lived, Seattle has one of the best hamburger cultures of anywhere. I've ever traveled.
I'd agree with that.
This list has some, you know, like, fancier restaurants on it, too. But honestly, between Red Mill and Dick's, I'd be good.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, well, when you look at, if it's Kid Valley.
Kid Valley's great.
Red Mill, Burger Master. There's just a lot of individual local change. Quick Pick.
It helps that we have a lot of locally owned ones. You know, coming from the East Coast, there's a billion different independent restaurants. Very few of them are burgers.
Yeah.
Right? We have McDonald's. You have Checkers. But like you would say, Ted, you have to go to a fancier restaurant to even just find a burger that might be independently.
I can't even tell you one in Baltimore. I cannot tell you place where everyone goes. You got to go there and get their burger.
Now, seafood, maybe, but not burgers.
You're right. Seafood's big.
Sure.
Yeah, you're right. I can't think. I mean.
But burgers, man, no. I mean, Seattle, honestly, man, might have, and I don't know this to be factual by any stretch of the imagination, but at least in my experience, more independently owned burger chains or burger shops than anywhere.
Well, you go to places that that aren't necessarily burger places. They have to have a good burger because of that. So if I go to the Dock in Fremont, right? They have an amazing burger. They're not probably going to be on the list because they're not known as a burger place. But you go to some of these places, they make a damn good hamburger, and that doesn't count like the upper-end places that have burgers for happy hour. Daniel's has a great hamburger.
Some of these...
The Metropolitan Grill has a great hamburger.
All right, so some of these higher-end places, they kind of mention, like, you probably want to go for the happy hour burger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if Frisco Freeze is on your list there, but a lot of people on the YouTube text there suggesting Frisco Freeze.
Yeah, I believe that's down in Tacoma.
That is correct,
trust me. Yes. Like, I fully understand, and Miles, thanks for handing me the list. We're going to get some comments.
Sure.
Yeah.
The old Triple X burger over in, was it Issaquah?
Issaquah.
I mean, that was a gold mine.
Well, and burgers, too, it's kind of like pizza. It really depends on what you like.
True.
You know, I know right now everybody's talking about smash burgers, which I love a smash burger. But sometimes, you know, like to me, like Loretta's.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you want to go somewhere and you want that third pound or quarter pound.
8 ounce burger. 8 ounce burger's got a big old thick burger. We haven't even brought up Little Woody's. I mean, there's so many good places in Seattle to get hamburgers.
We all know where this is leading.
We're going to get hungry tonight and go get a hamburger?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen.
I was actually thinking about that tonight. My kid's coming down with her boyfriend. Like, where do we go to dinner? It's either going to be sushi or maybe Red Mill or someplace like that.
Just Red Mill.
Go up there and get some of those onion rings.
Go to sushi and then get that burger.
Well, if you go to sushi,
you're going to be hungry.
Yeah. I mean, just give me an hour and I'm ready to eat.
Yeah, get the Red Mill burger.
After I spent $150 on sushi, now I'm going to go get real food. So the head chef coming up at 4:30 with the best burgers in Seattle. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. As we spin the category wheel, you are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummies would be the lovely Danny and the lovely Melody.
Mm-hmm.
Each took 11 questions to get one right. And as we do when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. The last time we played Big Dummy, it was Big Dumpy.
Correct.
And we asked you if you could attend one next year. And your choices to go see a Stanley Cup match, a national championship, be it football or basketball, the Super Bowl, or a World Series. And as we put the poll up, if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live, here are your results from last week's poll. With 7% of the vote coming in fourth place, you say you want to go to a national championship. Now, Ted, you might disagree with that.
I would. I mean, I love college football. And college, like, but mainly college football.
Yeah.
So I think it's just super cool to go. And it's kind of like, it's like going to a Super Bowl. There's just so many events in that
town.
Right,
right. Yeah.
You know, and honestly, like, look, Houston architecturally is an ugly, ugly place.
Yes, it is.
But it's so massive and there's so much stuff to do in that city. Like, it seemed like a good place to host a giant event like that.
Now, would you go to a national championship if you had tickets, if you didn't have a horse in the race?
Oh, yeah.
So the games are the Rose Bowl, it's LSU versus Ohio State.
I mean, I'm dying to go to a Rose Bowl game, period. I don't care who's playing.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see the Rose Bowl. And I try to explain people, like in the Northwest, not as much, but like when you grow up on the East Coast and it's January 1st, it's crappy outside.
And you see those guys,
it's the last game of the day and it's sunny and
the
women are beautiful.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, I remember many times the kid being like, I'm going to live on the West Coast one day.
I'm right there with you, dude.
I am right there with you. Exactly. Started with the Rose Bowl parade.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Saturday morning, my mom used to watch that crowd and be like, wow, it's so nice there. And she's like, and it's only 9 o'clock in the morning there.
Mm-hmm. Everything about it was awesome.
What do you mean? She's like, oh, they have the whole day ahead of them of being in the sunshine. I was like, man, we live in a crappy place, Mom.
Yeah.
This sucks. It's snowing right now. Even the Cotton Bowl would be sunny.
Mm-hmm.
The Fiesta Bowl is always sunny. You know, any game in San Diego, be it the Holiday Bowl, whatever the hell you watch on the West Coast.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember sitting in the basement of my house at College Park. It is New Year's Day. It is freezing. It's cold. You get that crappy furnace downstairs. I can smell it right now. There's me and my brother and my dad watching that Rose Bowl game.
They look happy.
And there's shadows. And everybody's in shorts and T-shirts. Then they panned the USC cheerleaders or whatever. You're like, oh, God.
I'm definitely moving to the West.
Jeez, a whiz. What's happening out there?
The song girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got Keith Jackson
talking about the granddaddy of them all.
Yeah. Brent Musburger, unfortunately, talking about somebody who's attractive and getting crap.
Hey, partner, look at the chest on her. Right. I'm sorry, the mic's on.
Right.
For the eighth time.
He's only commenting on what the cameraman is showing you.
You know, that is a good point.
I mean, dude.
It's not like he said, hey, camera two, swing to section 407. They come back from commercial break. The cameraman has made it clear that this busty, dumb co-ed's boobs are spilling out. They focus on that, and Brent Musburger would point out with the cameraman, like, that's why young men sign up to go to college.
That's exactly what he said.
Then he gets in trouble.
Do you know how many people are going to apply to the school because of what you just saw right there?
And he's not wrong.
And then Brett Favre.
She was
Brett
Miss
Favre,
Alabama.
Brett Favre thought the same thing.
Oh, well, that's Jed Seeger.
Well, sorry.
She went to FSU.
Yeah. Either way. I really didn't think that was a crime that he should have been guilty of.
No. Because the cameramen do it all the time. You come back from break, it can be NFL or college. Obviously, there's the cheerleaders. They know what they're doing, but there'll always be some hot chick in the stand, you know what I mean, doing her thing. And we know why the camera.
So Pamela Anderson got discovered because she was at a Cowboys game, and they panned to her.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, look, sometimes broadcasters deservedly, they deserve the rap.
Sure.
Sometimes they don't. I don't care if Marv Albert wants to bite a hooker on the back. If that's what he's into, so what?
He didn't do it on TV.
He paid her for it.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah, he wants to bite a woman on the ass.
Like, yes.
All right, that's his thing.
Yes.
Yes.
National championship comes in fourth place with 7% of the vote. In third place, 10-1 next year. That would be the Stanley Cup. 16% of you said you'd like to go see a Stanley Cup.
All right.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see, like, Game 7, see that thing in person.
I mean, I would go to any of these, but, yeah, in order. I would so far reverse Stanley Cup with NCAA championship.
Also, we are very fortunate with the NHL that if your team does well, let's say the Kraken are up there, they're never have to go. They're not going to go to Calgary or Winnipeg or one of these cold winter towns. They never get in the Stanley
Cup. We're going to Florida.
You're going to Florida. You're damn straight.
Or North Carolina.
That's exactly right. You're going to Atlanta.
These
You're
other
going to a nice sunny
winter
area
powerhouses
where the smart Canadians now live and play for an American team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, I'd go to a Western Conference final just to go down to Dallas.
Yeah, no kidding.
Could you imagine being the best hockey player in the United States of America, and next thing you know, you're a frickin' Winnipeg Jet?
Oh, no, I'd be pissed.
Just living in the middle of frickin' nowhere. It's freezing goddamn
cold. Where is that, Manitoba?
Winnipeg, Manitoba, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could hear the confidence in my voice.
Yeah. Say, is that
Manitoba?
It's Womanitoba, yeah.
Stanley Cup comes in third place, 16% of the vote.
Persontopia.
28% of you said the World Series would be something you'd be interested in seeing. And overwhelmingly, with nearly half the vote of 49%, you said if you could attend one next year, you would be headed to the Super Bowl, which I do believe is in, is it Minneapolis or SoFi? What did we figure out?
I think it's so, oh crap, I don't remember.
There's two.
It might be SoFi the next season. It is
in LA, but it's in a, it's in California. Hang on.
Well, it's got to be SoFi.
Oh, Levi.
No, Levi's this year.
Yeah.
Levi's
this
year and then the following year somewhere.
SoFi.
That's right. Okay. So on to this week's poll. Boy, do we have exciting news. I don't know if you watched the Jon Bon Jovi Netflix documentary.
Did not.
Jon Bon Jovi was on tour a few years back, and he had some kind of a vocal strain, and he basically just could not sing anymore.
Right.
The videos of him in concert, it was bad. Bad to the point where he just basically said, I can't do it. Also, Jon Bon Jovi has a weird thing about needing to do a 2.5-hour show every night. I don't know if that's a New Jersey in him or whatever the deal is. But Bon Jovi is now hitting the road again with the band announcing a major tour across the U.S. and Europe, including high-profile stops, Madison Square Garden, Wembley Stadium. The Forever Tour, produced by Live Nation, begins in July of 2026. 4 shows at Madison Square Garden before heading over to Europe. And the tour, as they say, marks the significant comeback as the frontman returns to regular live performances after undergoing a vocal cord surgery in 2022.
Thrill, just buy your tickets now.
That's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The band's leader has indicated last year that no tour would be in the cards unless he was completely up for it. I'm very capable of singing again, but the bar needs to be 2.5 hours, 4 nights a week, before I'll consider touring. If there is any uncertainty with the instrument,
that, man.
Truthfully, I'm not going to do it. But don't you think to some degree, like anything else, maybe just pull back a little, maybe 3 nights? I mean, I get what he's trying to do, but even like with Matt Cameron, I think his statement basically to summarize it was, man, you're banging on the drums for 2.5-3 hours overnight with Pearl Jam. It wears you down.
I believe that, but also, you know, like anything, whatever your job is, you do it. He is lucky enough that he gets to call the shots on it, right? So to me, like, good on you, man. Especially
I'm with you.
Because he's long in the tooth, right? I mean, he ain't a spring chicken no more. So if he wants to do 2, and look, I'm not a big Bon Jovi fan. I like the same songs you do, and I pretty much don't like the rest, right? But if you are a Bon Jovi fan, it's cool to go, like, look, he's going to give us 2.5 hours. Because a lot of the bands we see now,
and I also think
that
it'd be
was
cool.
70 minutes, man, and they're done, right?
I also think it'd be cool if he could patch things up with Richie Sambora.
I was going to ask if he's part
and
of
it. And go on that. That is not.
And to be fair,
that is not in the cards as far as this story goes.
Not to throw, like, Ticketmaster or Live Nation under the bus. And they know they're overcharged for this crap. But the fact that it's being produced by Live Nation, which will drive up the cost more, if you have to justify a ticket price, at least you go, hey, he's going to at least give us 2.5 hours.
Correct.
If he's feeling good, he might go 3, because some of the concerts my wife's been to, she's like, look, it was great for the 60 minutes they were on stage. You know, the thing that we paid the money for, and then they were gone.
Well, yeah. Prince was pretty famous, right, for being about, like, you get 90 minutes and I'm off.
And I am done.
Right. But he didn't take a break.
No, that's true.
That was just a huge-ass go-go show. When I saw him do an actual concert at the MCI Center,
but
Washington, D.C.
But I do agree with Thrill. That is, like, if you're going to go see Bon Jovi, I like that he's like, oh, I'm giving you at least 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, certain shows, you know, like Bruce Springsteen, doesn't matter what he says, you're there 3.5 hours.
So, Bon Jovi. There. Who is Steven Tyler's new song with? Is it Young Buck?
Oh, I can't remember.
But Young Blood, what is his name?
Might be Young Blood.
Young Blood, not Young Buck. That little Young Buck right
Hello,
there.
Young Buck.
I'm going to sing a song with you, see?
Young Buck is a rapper.
He is.
Young Blood. Yeah, that's why I got
That's why I would have been really...
You know me. I'm deep into that more so than Young Blood.
I just, honestly, for a minute, I was like, yeah, a song with Young Buck?
Wait, did Run DMC? Why not?
Yeah, Walk This Way. So you never know what Steven Tyler's going to do. But either way, Joe Perry, our good buddy, says, I know there's going to be at least one more gig.
One more gig.
I'm not looking forward to putting the set list together.
I'm just translating.
But Joe Perry is convinced his band will play again despite Aerosmith's retirement from touring. He suggests that Steven Tyler would be able to take part.
All right.
Like most of us, you probably thought that that was it for Aerosmith when they officially announced their retirement from touring last August. There was a date in Seattle.
Yeah, that is correct.
We never got that far. I did see footage from one of the shows in Philadelphia. They were killing it.
I believe that.
They sounded awesome. So, I mean, obviously, Steven Tyler had suffered a fractured larynx 3 gigs into their farewell tour. He had not fully recovered.
You know what he said when it happened?
Ow! And now Joe says maybe there's hope that you'll see the band live once again. And I think that Youngblood might have subtly hinted that at some point in time, but I don't know that to be fact. But either way, it looks like there is a possibility of this happening. In an interview with a guitarist, he sounded positive that the band will take the stage again. When asked about future gigs, Perry said, we're talking about, we all alive, quote, unquote. Tyler has spent months tirelessly working on getting his voice to where it was before his injury. We've seen him struggling, but he did the Oz tribute show.
Right.
Yeah. And he's done a couple of other things.
All right.
So that's option number two. Option number three would be Rush, who are actually coming to Climate Pledge Arena. October the 10th and the 12th. Speaking of that, Daily Mix Morning Show tomorrow at 8:05 has a chance for you to win tickets.
Yeah.
And finally, as we say, you're going to see these bands one last time.
Mm-hmm.
Hall & Oates. So are you picking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates to see one last time? That is our Men's Room poll. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Cody, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I am sober today. Just got home.
All right, Cody, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to see one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I'm going to have to say Aerosmith, just because my dad used to tell me stories. He used to watch them practice before they got big.
Is that right? How did he watch them practice before they got big?
Oh, because he lived in the same town as them as where they practiced.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Mass.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very cool, man. They had a great music scene back in the day.
That is really cool.
Jay Giles Band and Aerosmith.
Did he have any idea that they would blow up and be huge, or is this one of those things they blew up and he's like, I used to watch these guys?
He used to think they were weirdos, but...
All right.
Well, no, I think he's probably right. Steven Tyler's an odd duck. Our little interaction with, Joe...
Joe Perry.
Mm-hmm. He is whatever he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a good band...
Only because of how they dressed.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember if it was 1988 or 1989. Whenever Guns N' Roses released Appetite for Destruction.
Probably 88, then it came out when? 86, 87, somewhere around?
I believe so. But Aerosmith had just released, I want to say Permanent Vacation, whatever the song is with Angel on it and all that crap. I don't remember exactly. Either way, I go to the Civic Arena in Pittsburgh. I'm excited to see Aerosmith. I have heard Guns N' Roses one song.
Yeah.
Kicks ass. I'm excited to see Aerosmith. Guns N' Roses plays in front of the curtain. Aerosmith had a curtain, and they had about 6-7 feet up on stage. And got in early after Guns N' Roses was done. Everybody was just standing around with their mouth wide open.
Right.
You could not believe what you just saw, and there was nothing that Aerosmith could have done after that to top the opening act.
Yeah.
That was it wasn't that they were bad. It was
but you're not going to beat that.
The buzz in the arena was, Jesus Christ, Guns N' Roses. Right. So I have seen Aerosmith. It was just
You just weren't impressed because the bar had already been set.
If they'd have just come out and played, it would have been one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. But not when you open, not when Guns N' Roses has 6 feet to work with and they're just running back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing the place up. So, yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to say who the headliner was, but same thing happened to me with Avenged Sevenfold.
All right. They weren't the headliner.
They weren't the headliner. They were the next year, they become the headliner for most of their tours. But same thing. Like, I feel bad, but like, I ran into a lot of listeners. We were leaving White River and they were like, yeah, dude, that was unreal. I'm not staying for the
flu. No, we're good. Yeah. Let's beat the traffic.
Yeah, I'm sure people on the text line know. Like I said, I'm not going to name the band, but Avenged, something against that band, because I've seen them
but you
three
know
other
it's,
times.
It's not
awesome.
Going to be better.
Avenged was just that good at that time.
Damn. Yeah, always pick a bad opening band if you're in a band.
That's right.
That's my advice. All right, Cody.
Like Leonard Skinner.
Here's your question. It is multiple choice. What website's original name was Backrub? Was it Amazon, YouTube, Google, or Instagram?
Pure guess, C.
Google? YouTube. You said C?
Yeah.
That would be YouTube.
Is it
I
Google?
Think it's Google.
It is the fact Google.
Yeah. That seems about right for those guys in the early days.
Google. All right, speaking of websites, in order of the four most visited websites, they are in order Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. What is the fifth most visited website?
So we start with Google.
And another
YouTube. What was the third
Facebook
one?
And Instagram. So what is the fifth most visited? And again, multiple choice. Reddit, Twitter, /X, or ChatGPT. So Reddit, Twitter, or ChatGPT, which is the fifth most visited website?
I was thinking it was Amazon.
Is this all time or just average last year?
This is average, I believe, the last year.
Oh, I'm going to go ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And you are correct.
Damn. I think that thing rocking it up there pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, seriously. There's Google, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and then ChatGPT is directly behind them. That is, how long has that been around? 2 years, maybe? Two and a half.
Honestly, time is flying so doggone much, I can't be trusted.
It's probably been around 10 years, but I've been
right. The thing is that it can do so much. I mean, even I've used it. I've cheated here at work with it.
I just saw like Reddit or Twitter without doing it, but apparently not.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, always sober, correct?
Yeah, sober.
Are you ever going to call with a buzz on?
No, probably not.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Would you tell us if you did? Not. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Tom, you're sober, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like if Tom fell off the wagon, like...
Oh, so you... Yeah.
It could be bad. He's not calling us.
That would be a bender, I guess. All right, you're going to see one band last time.
You sons of bitches kiss my ass.
Right. Tom, what loud-ass music do you want? Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Probably Aerosmith.
Aerosmith. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe could happen.
It's a little bit tougher because you're right. Aerosmith has so many songs I know.
I mean,
so does Bon Jovi.
50 years. I mean, Bon Jovi does, and I'm sure Bon Jovi would be fun, but I don't feel like I'd be fulfilled after the show. Where Aerosmith, it's like, dude, they got a couple of songs I don't like, but the majority of what they have, I do.
I think all these shows would be good. I think Aerosmith would probably.
But you know, Hall & Oates was not good.
They were having a tough time.
I know they're having a tough time, but man, it wasn't, the music was great. They were on point, but somehow, like, I just wanted to leave.
Yeah.
You know? And I know every freaking one of the songs they play. All right, your question. What action stars were the three original owners of the Planet Hollywood chain or restaurants?
Ooh.
It was
Bruce Willis, Arnold, and Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. Ah!
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone, man. Oh. Yeah, you got Schwarzenegger, Willis, and yeah, Sylvester Stallone.
We have one of those in Baltimore.
Is this, I don't think it's there anymore.
No, it's been gone for years. It was gone before we left.
That makes sense.
That whole area is gone before we left.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tom, your question. Who won Super Bowl IV?
I think that was the Chiefs.
Yeah, nice job. Was that Lynn Dawson, the quarterback?
Who do they play in a Super Bowl?
I believe so. Yes. They played the Packers or did they play the Raiders? No, they played.
I think the Packers were back in it.
Because they played. Didn't the Chiefs and the Packers play the first two Super Bowls?
Correct. And then the Jets beat the Colts at Super Bowl III, which is massive.
So now the Chiefs are back. Was it Minnesota
already? I think it was Green Bay. You might be right.
I don't think the Chiefs ever beat Green Bay. I'm not sure of that. I don't think they did. I'm guessing Minnesota, because Minnesota had four Super Bowls that they lost in the 70s.
Yes.
What do you got, Ted? That's why I'm just guessing Minnesota. It had to start
at
sometime.
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
All right.
Okay. Big Dummy is a game, 206-803 Rock.
I kind of forget that Minnesota went to him and just couldn't win him.
I think a lot of people have, and then when you bring it up, you realize who the Vikings fans are.
Minnesota's problem back then was they were an amazing defensive team, but they could not put up any points.
Right.
Fran Tarkenton had moments.
Yeah.
But they just
scrambling.
The green, purple people eaters or whatever, the purple people, whatever they were.
Purple people eaters. Yeah.
Alan Page.
So again, is it a people eater that is purple, or is it a monster that only eats purple people? And you say a purple people eater. I go, okay, am I worried about a purple
they're
monster that's going to eat me?
They're wearing purple and eating people.
I know the Vikings
people.
Were.
Oh.
I'm just saying the original, nursery rhyme, whatever it is it a purple people eater? Or I
think there are people that are purple that eat people.
You think there are purple people that eat other people?
Correct.
The purple people eater? Mm. No one's ever definitively given me an answer to that. And I don't know why that bugs me. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Matty on Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Well, I tell you what, man. I've been a couple of years without calling, but I'm back under the same bridge drinking tequila. So I am, Team Not Sober.
Okay, I won't ask any questions, Matt.
The fact that it took you long to answer, not sober, is definitively the answer.
Came over, called me on the phone, not talking for a while, and went down the old QFC, picked up food, and went outside to CVS. See one last time. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
Well, man, I got a couple of questions. Which one do you think got the best ladies at the show? I'd tell you what, maybe it's going to be Bon Jovi.
Probably Boomhauer.
Definitely not Rush.
He said ladies, plural.
Okay. All right. Hey, Matt, could you do us a favor? Could you get off speakerphone? We're having a hard time hearing you. Thank you, bro.
You got it.
Thank you.
Is that better?
No, not really. It sounds exactly the same.
Well, he is under a bridge.
All right, Matt, here is your question. Three NFL teams have never had the first overall pick in the NFL draft. The Denver Broncos, your Seattle Seahawks, and what other franchise?
The Browns?
They have them all the time.
So the Browns may have
Baltimore
more
Ravens.
Than Baltimore Ravens. Yep. That is correct.
Oh.
Although,
could be your year.
They're tracking for this year, baby.
I haven't even
Let's go.
I haven't even looked at my draft board yet.
Jesus. All right, your question. What type of animal is a wahoo?
Do they sell it at Burger King?
I have no idea. I don't believe so.
It sounds like an Oahu with cheese. Let's go with a bird.
It's a fish. An Oahu with cheese. What do you imagine the Oahu with cheese?
I'd order one.
You would just, no idea what it is. You just go like, give me the Wahoo with cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
It might not be good. Probably won't.
It might not. All right. Your question. How many chambers does the human heart have?
Three.
Four.
Hey, if you only got three, I think something's wrong.
There's definitively something wrong if you only have three. All right, your question, Matt. Fat Tuesday is another name for what celebration?
The season finale of The Biggest Loser?
Oh, it's a holiday.
That's kind of clever. No, that would be Mardi Gras.
All right.
That's it.
Ooh, that was a nice spin.
Don't pat yourself on the back.
Somebody's got to.
All right, question. What was the first major console video game that allowed the video game to be saved?
I want to say... It was one of the James Bond, right?
It was not. It's more of a fantasy.
Okay.
The console or the game?
This was the first game that could be saved on the console.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're talking fantasy, what about Final Fantasy?
Is it Grand Theft Auto?
Not fantasy, but Zelda.
It was Zelda.
Yep.
I almost said Zelda.
Why did he?
No, you didn't, Ted.
Well, I didn't. I said almost said it.
All right, your question. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is better known as what musical artist?
Reginald Kenneth Dwight, RKD.
He's been around for a hot minute. Still alive, been making
just
music.
Just kind
for...
of like retired. Then he did a farewell tour.
Ah. Had a biopic made of him.
He did have a biopic made of him.
He's the guy that wrote all the music. He had a partner that wrote all the lyrics for him. Mm-hmm.
He's got a stage name that sounds like somebody's actual name, but it's not his. Like it's not a Sting or a Seal or something like that.
You really don't know?
I don't know if that's necessarily helpful. Can you give me a genre?
Technically it was rock at the time, but he had an album called Live at Shea. I'm not going to give any others because you would know them.
Very glitz and glamour outfits that he would wear.
Yes. Madman Across the Water.
Oh.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big sunglasses guy. Or just really any kind of glasses.
Flair.
Sting.
I said it wasn't Sting.
Elton John.
Question 7.
If I'd have said he sat down on the piano, you think he would have said Billy Joel?
Probably. All right, your question. What is the NATO phonetic alphabet word for the letter E?
E.
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 That's the hint.
What's that?
I really hope that I don't get this one wrong because I'm pretty confident about it. So let me just say, fellas, thank you for doing a good job at your show and keeping us all entertained for all the years. But I do believe that is Echo.
Oh,
look at that.
Babe Ruth called the shot.
I thought we were going to talk to him for the rest of the show.
Ernie. Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Ernie. Dummy.
Hello, Lacey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Lacey, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Okay. Lacey, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, you're going to see a band one last time. You taking Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, Rush, or Hall & Oates?
I mean, I guess Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi
really
for Lacey.
I'm not excited about any of them.
All right.
Who would you go see then? You said you're not excited about any of them?
No, you guys will make fun of me.
Why?
Well, how old are you?
Absolutely tell us. I want to make fun of you.
I'm 43.
All right, 43. Let's see. So it's like the Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, a little too old for you. Are we trying to?
What are you looking at? New Kids, Backstreet. You into one of those bands?
Actually, what I was thinking was Ed Sheeran.
All right.
Ed Sheeran kicks ass. Right, I love Ed Sheeran.
There's a reason the guy sells out.
Something about him I like, and I don't think it's the music. I don't dislike his music. His music does not move me one way or another. But there's something about him as a human being where I'm like, I like this dude.
I'm full on Ed Sheeran guy.
You got my back, Ted.
Yeah. Like, you ever seen that video of him just sitting in the studio and, like, he's, like, rapping, then he's singing, and you're just like, oh, my God, he can do whatever he wants.
Would you sleep with Ed Sheeran if he invited you backstage?
Yes.
I was asking Lacey, Ted, but thank you.
Well, we're both married, so I'm going to say no.
But if you weren't both married?
I'm still going to say no.
Lacey, you can slug. I said yes. I'm not even.
Why not?
Dead.
You don't like the fire down below?
I don't know.
Googly,
I don't know.
He's not a looker, okay? This is a guy who truly has made it on his talent. You cannot say, oh, yeah. Dude, he slipped his way to the top. He did not.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, your question. Which toy maker produces the Ouija board?
Oh, let's go with Parker Brothers.
Mm-mm. Hasbro?
Hasbro.
Is it Hasbro?
It is Hasbro.
Okay.
He's got a new song out where I think it's like a word in like Indian or I don't even know what he's.
His latest album is very heavily India inspired.
Does that mean there's like a lot of sitar going on in the background?
Yes.
So like a Ravi Shankar kind of deal?
I don't know who that is.
I see.
It's a great song though.
Don't you feel great?
I have no idea what he's talking about, but I'm like, I'm down with it.
Like Corner Shop? I don't know.
All right, your question. Who turned all he touched to gold?
Midas.
Nice job.
The muffler guy?
Yes, the muffler guy.
He sure did.
Everything he touched. What was his whole story? Anything bad happened to him, or was that? I feel like anytime there's all these like legendary kind of stories, something tragic ends up happening.
We can't be with anyone.
But okay, let me. Okay, all right. Now I know this is technicality. I am King Midas. All I touch turns to gold.
You touch your penis?
But I want a mouth hug. Now, technically, I'm not touching her. She has chosen to touch me. But does her head end up turning, like, to gold?
Everything you touch turns to gold.
This is not going to shock you. It does not end well. King Midas is granted a wish by the god Dionysus that everything he touches turns to gold. He soon realizes his folly when his food and his daughter become gold. He begs the god to take the power away. He's told to wash in the river Pactolus.
Yeah, of course.
Removes the curse, restoring his daughter and his belongings, and teaching him a lesson about the dangers of greed.
All right, Miles, I'm going to give you one guess, and I bet you're going to track me. What do you think is the first thing that turned to gold when Midas got this power?
It's penis.
It's penis. There's no doubt about it, man.
I used to go to Midas all the time, Ted. I got my car undercoated there. You know, they do muffler work. They do all kinds of stuff.
My binky was a key. You're right, though. Can you imagine just going to take it? It's like, oh, damn it, I forgot I'm turning everything into gold.
To take a leak, and now my penis is gold.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.